You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It's the 2nd of August, 2019. It's the evening walk down Dalal Street and you're listening to Brian.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets recovered in the second half of trading sessions on Friday, largely supported by short coverings after media reports quoting government officials suggested that Prime Minister Office or PMO and the Finance Ministry's top bureaucrats are in talks over foreign portfolio investor or FPI surcharge issue. The government is likely to put on hold a plan to raise the minimum public shareholding in listed companies to 35% from 25%, a source with direct knowledge of the matter told Reuters. The report said, and I quote, "The government is also looking for ways to ease concerns of foreign portfolio investors that have pulled out of Indian equity markets after budget announcement of higher taxes for individuals and trusts earning more than rupees 2 crore a year." Reacting to the news report, Indian markets witnessed a rebound which helped Nifty 50 to climb above the 11,000 levels, while the S&P BSE Sensex rose nearly 100 points. Vinod Nair, head of research, Geojit Financial Services Limited, told Money Control, and I quote, "Global market was weak due to an escalation in US-China trade war, but India recovered in the second half of the trading day on optimism as government mulls over exempting FPI from super-rich surcharges." He also said, and I quote, "Additionally, better domestic macros like GST collection, PMI and monsoon forecast in August provided a relief, hoping that economy will improve by H2 FY20. For the week, Nifty 50 posted second biggest weekly fall of 2019, down 2.8 points, down 2.8%, while S&P BSE Sensex closed 2% lower for the week ended August 2nd. The final on Dalal Street, the S&P BSE Sensex rose 99 points to 37,118, while the Nifty 50 closed at 17 points higher at 10,997 on Friday. Sectorally, the S&P BSE Telecom Index rallied 3.6%, followed by the S&P BSE Auto Index, which was up 1.07%, and the S&P BSE Consumer Discretionary Goods rose 0.82%. Top Nifty gains include stocks like Bajaj Auto, Asian Paints, Bharti Airtel, while selling was seen in SBI, NTPC and Indiabulls Housing Finance. Stocks in news, Bharti Airtel shares rallied 6% despite telecom operator posted a consolidated loss of Rs. 2,866 crore for the quarter ended June 2019 as India Wireless Business reported better operating numbers than its peer. Shares of Coffee Day Enterprises fell 10%, falling below Rs. 100 level for the first time on August 2nd. The concerns raised over the company's debt levels, especially after founder V.G. Siddhartha's sudden death on July 29th. Adlabs Entertainment rose 3% despite company extended losses in the quarter ended June 2019 at Rs. 32.47 crore against loss of Rs. 20.92 crore in the corresponding quarter last year. Shares of Ashok Leyland touched a 52-week low of Rs. 63.9, down 6% after commercial vehicle manufacturer reported weak sales numbers for July 2019. Aika Motors rose 2% despite weak July sales numbers. The company has reported 22% fall in its Royal Enfield July sales at 54.185 units versus 69.063 units in the same month last year. Finally, the global updates. European markets lost up to 2% on Friday after US President Donald Trump's warning of 10% tariff on remaining $300 billion worth of Chinese imports from next month. Asian markets also reacted negatively as Shanghai Composite declined 1.41% at 2,867.84, Kospi shed 0.95% at 1,998.13, and Nikkei fell 2.11% to 21,087.16.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.